I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. South Carolina ranks seventh highest in the nation in the percent of adult population with diabetes. To talk about using a telehealth approach to monitoring diabetes patients is Dr. Elizabeth Kirkland. She's an assistant professor of internal medicine and co-director of the Technology Assistance Case Management Program at MUSC. Dr. Kirkland, what sorts of ongoing monitoring is required when someone does have diabetes?
Diabetes affects the blood sugar levels, so physicians or providers often ask patients to monitor their blood sugar levels once a day, perhaps even up to four times a day, depending on what your disease state is.
What's possible now, today, regarding monitoring diabetes remotely using a telehealth approach?
So now we actually have more patients who are being recommended by their providers or are doing it on their own accord, where they monitor their blood sugars at home, but those values get sent automatically to their providers so that the providers can see their glucose levels while the patient is at home.
And what kind of equipment would be used then for this sort of approach that you just described?
So there are a whole host of meters that are now capable with communication technologies. Many of them use Bluetooth, and so they may transport that data from the meter itself to a Bluetooth-capable device, whether that's a tablet or a phone. We use a device that has a glucose meter and a blood pressure monitor actually embedded in the same device with a SIM card. So we give these to patients who meet our eligibility criteria. They can check their blood sugar and their blood pressure at home, and there's a SIM card in the device, so all of their data gets automatically sent through a cell phone tower signal to a secure web server where their primary care doctor can see those values at any point in time. They can log in to see them. We tell all of our patients this is not a substitute for other care. This is a supplement, and we would like you to make sure you let your doctor know if you have dangerously low or high sugars, because we want to make sure that everybody's on board quickly.
What are the advantages for the patient in this kind of telemonitoring of diabetes?
In South Carolina, we know that many patients live in areas where there is little access to primary care providers, and there are also transportation and financial barriers to getting into an office. So this is a way of receiving care and having that information sent to a medical provider who can adjust or make recommendation changes to your diabetes treatment regimen without requiring those in-person visits for every single change.
And what about limitations for using this kind of telehealth approach to monitoring diabetes?
There are a few limitations. One has been the financial implications of this and who would cover the costs. We have actually many insurers and payers who are now offering reimbursement for this type of technology, and I think that will continue to develop. The other is simply the sheer burden of data that this could represent for the primary care provider. We actually have over 14,000 data transmissions in 1 month for the 550 patients we monitor. So that's a lot of information coming in, and it's something that we will work as a state and as a whole nation to determine how best to handle this amount of data, because technology will continue to expand in this way.
Dr. Kirkland, thanks for providing information about telemonitoring of diabetes.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.